Good evening, Radio City legends, and it's 6:30 on your Monday evening. It feels like we're in a bit of a football break as far as Everton are concerned, but Sharpie still wants to hear from you.
No, it's fine.
01514720967. Meanwhile, on the red front, there's a big game tomorrow night, and welcome back to Aldo. You all right, pal?
I am, Steve. Yeah, nice little break.
Yeah.
Five games
done you the world of good, that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Dominic Mateo was a trusted replacement for
a change, yeah. Well done, Dom.
Yeah. Especially on the quiz. Yeah. He made sure that the Reds were back on top there.
He owed me that. He's been beat about seven times on the bounce, I think.
Sharpie, why have you just picked that football up off the floor and you started signing it? Who are you giving that football away to?
No.
Pick your microphone up. You're not having a rest day. Don't pretend there's an hour and nothing to do.
He's had a week off.
Right, all right. Let's start with Roberto Firmino. He's a doubt for Liverpool's Champions League game with Bayern Munich. He missed training with a virus today. Firmino's the fourth Liverpool player to fall ill since the start of the month.
Yeah, we've just gone through, haven't it?
Problem in the camp, isn't there?
I tell you what.
Hold on, just get the violin out here.
If he can play tomorrow and play as well as Wijnaldum did when he had the virus the last game,
yes.
You know, you can't actually get through these things, you know. But hey, the manager will know whether he's 100% or not. But if he wants to play, that's the main thing, you know. We've done it. Sometimes you played with the flu and everything in the past, haven't we, Sharpie? You know, and it's different in our day, but you just try and get through it, you know. But the game is different now. But, you know, I'm more concerned, to be quite honest, with the centre-half situation. Yeah.
What is your back four going to be?
Robertson and Trent, obviously the goalkeeper Alisson, Wijnaldum. Sorry, not Wijnaldum. Where I'm going, I'm getting all muddled up now.
You mean Matip,
Fabinho,
and Matip, Fabinho,
and it looks like from what you heard, Fabinho, which I think what he'll do. If that's the case, I think to safeguard, because the one thing you don't want to get tomorrow is, you know, away goals. Mm-hmm. You know, put more pressure when you go. To try and get a clean sheet, you know, it's going to be tough. But I think to balance it out, I think you'll probably go Henderson, Wijnaldum, and Milner in front of them,
right,
and give them like defensive responsibilities to try and take the weight off them two centre halves, because. It's all right, like when Firmino played against Brighton, he had Van Dijk next to him. Now, you look at Van Dijk, he leads, he talks, he's a monster at the back. You know, he doesn't just look after his own game, he looks after people's game around him. And Matip doesn't. It's as easy as that. You know, he just looks and gets on with his own game. He's not vocal, he's not a leader. You know what I mean? He does it a different way. And that's why I'm a little bit concerned with a pairing there, you know, Fabinho's. He done well at Brighton, but you know Van Dijk was all over him, you know, and helped him immensely.
So especially up against your Robins, your Lewandowskis, your Kingsley,
Robins out, isn't
Common
he, you know,
as well, isn't he? So they've got good players.
Lewandowski, you know, you can't take your eye off him. It'll be in the back of the net. He's a brilliant striker. You know the Firmino one. If he is ill, then I'd simply put Shaqiri on one wing. I'd put. You know, Manny on the other one and play Salah down the middle.
And is that an ample replacement, Shaqiri, for Firmino?
Yep. Who else is going to score your goals? You know, Daniel Sturridge? Don't know. Origi? Not for me. Game of this magnitude. I think Shaqiri, you know, would balance it better. You know, we'd sell down the middle. But hey, the manager knows better than me.
I think you've. I'm not sure about Bayern Munich now. I don't know whether I think you're looking at Robin, Agent, Lewandowski's always a threat, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I think if you were playing somebody else, Sean, I think you'd be more worried. I just still think with your team, and I totally agree with what you say about the centre-backs and all that kind of thing, but I think you'd be a lot more worried if you're playing against a better team. I'm not sure if this is a Bayern Munich team that we've seen of old kind of thing. I'm not sure, as I said, how well they're playing in the Bundesliga. Kind
Second
of
in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
One at the weekend, local derby with Augsburg.
I don't know if they're flying like you usually expect them to. So, I still think that's... No, OK, Liverpool have got major players missing kind of thing, but I still think they should have enough to get something from the game.
If you concede one, how much of a problem do you think that is in a European tie like this? So if Bayern score one, how many do you feel Liverpool need to score tomorrow night?
Two.
Yeah.
Two and then
more
take
than
it
two,
from
really,
there.
Isn't it?
Well, See, again, you talk about Europe, it is different. You know, 1-0 is a good scoreline. It's a really good scoreline. You get one over there, they need three. You know, 2-0 is a brilliant scoreline. You know, anything else, you know, is a bonus. But if they do get one, then, you know, it makes a difference. If they get two, it makes a difference. You just got to make sure that you take a lead over there. You know, the main thing. I know we beat them in pre-season over there, but that goes for nothing. But this might be a nice distraction for them away from the league, because they have struggled in the league, and, you know, Dortmund are well ahead of them.
Klopp knows them as well, doesn't he? Absolutely. He knows how they play, where their weaknesses are as well, kind of thing. So he's not going in totally blind, if you like. Yeah. So
this isn't the Bayern Munich that we knew from 3 years ago under Pep, who basically expected to win the competition.
No. Yeah, well, since Pep Guardiola has gone, they seem to have, you know, not been clicking the same sort of way. But you can't take your eye off them, because you've got to respect them, because, you know, they're all very, very good players, you know, experienced players with good youth as well. And on the day, they can cause a lot of problems. Yeah, of course they can, you've got to be up for it. And as Sharpie said, you know, Jürgen knows them inside out, you know.
Did he nearly join? Was he the Bayern manager?
Yeah, no, they were after
very
him.
Very strong links, constantly.
Him, yeah.
See any Bayern fans as you came in, Sharpie?
No,
sure they're in town already, aren't they?
I've come to town there. They must
think they'll be like PSG.
Oh, they were noisy, weren't they?
They were fantastic, weren't they?
Big time.
No, big game. It's a really big game. Two massive teams, kind of thing.
I was reading a little bit there what Robbie Farley, mate, was saying there, you know, and he's quite right. Sometimes after they went to Dubai and they had the break, they had the games like Leicester and West Ham, and we weren't at it. And I tend to agree. They've had another little break now, been to Tenerife for another 10 days. You know, sometimes it can knock you that, the balance and you know, the way you're going along, you know. Did you notice that when it happened in our day?
I do, John, but I just think that, as you said, that when they came back and it was Leicester, this is bigger. It's Bayern Munich.
So
you're right in there thinking, right, we've had a good 5-6 days, whatever they had away, kind of thing. This is what it's all about now. You know, let's go and start. And I think it'll be a good game. I honestly think it'll be a good game. I think there'll be goals.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool.
Way Bayern play,
I think Liverpool will nick it.
Hey, quite a break Everton are having at the moment. 17 days it'll be between games. So Watford to Cardiff City. Yeah.
But do you think they've been doing set plays all of them 7 days, folks?
Off.
You know, I think
they've
been off. He should have had them in doing corners against every single day and keeping them in the afternoon. Yeah. And I tell you what, for all you ever told me is Charby's waiting for this conversation.
Get on. 4720967. That is a long gap, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
17 days. So what happens in 17 days?
I
think it comes at a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you need 17 days off.
I think it comes at a good time. I think because every game was the pressure was building and building. This has just been a case of take your foot on, just leave it and try and get, as John says, try and work and get things right for the game at Cardiff away. So, no, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Did he go away?
No, I don't think. I honestly don't think if they'd have went away, it would have been met. With a lot of positives from the fans.
Fair play.
So obviously they've had a few days off, but 17 days, they shouldn't be tired, you know, when they come back against Cardiff, which they're on a little roll at the moment. But no, I think 17 days off has probably come at the right time for the manager.
I think you're right. When you're never predicting, there's no momentum. Like Liverpool had momentum going, you know, with the break. Everton's had no momentum whatsoever. So it could be, it's a respite, you know, to get away from it all, regroup, and then try and come again and set some targets, you know, for the next 10, 12 games, whatever it is, you know.
So you're saying they weren't on any sort of level to continue that level?
Everton were the lowest of low.
But that's the other side is Liverpool, who maybe...
Yeah, Everton couldn't get any lower, you know, from what you're looking at. And you know, from my mates are telling me, everyone's rock bottom. So, you know, the manager might be able... Give him time to try and do something or try something different or whatever, you know.
Right. 0151 4720967. 0151 4720967. Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. And I think we have our first caller of the evening. It's Cam, who's going to talk Liverpool. Evening, Cam.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Cam.
Thanks for having me on tonight. Obviously, we've got a huge guest.
Cam, your line's going in and out. Just try and move to the other side of the room, see if we can get a better signal off you.
How's that?
Go on, give it another go. Go on.
Okay. Got a huge Champions League game tomorrow night, which is really exciting. Where we want to be. wonder what the guys' thoughts were on, obviously, with all the injuries we got coming up and what sort of lineup they think we're going to end up with, you know, possibly with Firmino out, VVD suspended. Don't know if Trent is.
Hang on there, Cam. We'll try and get a better line from you. He's touching on what we were talking about a few moments ago.
Just what we were talking about. Obviously, you just wasn't listening, Cam. But yeah, you know, by the looks of it, it's going to be something like Trent, Robertson, Firmino and Matip. And then, you know, Wijnaldum, Henderson and Milner up top. If Firmino's OK, then it'll be the three lads. If not, you know, he'll come in. Don't know, Origi, Sturridge, Shaqiri could go up there. Personally, I'd put him up there with the other two lads. But we'll have to wait and see, you know, where the manager pinpoints where their frailties lie.
How much is the crowd of influence? Because Jurgen Klopp's been talking about this, and he says the Anfield crowd can take his side from 100% to 140%.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was his quote.
Absolutely. I've seen it so many times, Steve, you know, And when you read what Robin's saying and some of their players, they can't wait to see it at first hand and taste the atmosphere. It is, you know, I've been lucky enough over 55 years, been watching Liverpool more or less, you know, that I've seen it so many times. And it has effect on first of all, the away players, but more so on the own players. It lifts you so much when you hear it. God, it is, and you've been there, you've seen it, we've seen it many times, haven't we? And
I just wonder as a player how it hits you, if you're an opposition player.
You can't put it in words, you're thinking, wow, it takes you with it.
For an opposition player, it can go both ways.
Yeah, some could fold.
Some freeze, and then others go, I'm having this all day long. So it depends. Listen, the Germans are masters at it. I don't think it'll affect them. I honestly don't. I know the atmosphere will be raucous and everything else, but I don't think it will affect them. I think there's too much experience in that team.
They've seen it too many times.
Yeah, but listen, they probably won't have seen anything like this, you know, but they've been involved in games probably, but I'm not saying the crowd won't have an effect, but I'd like to think the Bayern Munich players will have witnessed this before kind of thing and maybe be able to cope with it a little bit better. Because some people, as John said, they go there and they're caught in the headlights. It's a freeze kind of thing.
I absolutely love the Man City and Roma fixtures in the Champions League last year because the atmosphere was just stupid, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Preposterous levels.
I always remember Juventus, you know, when we beat them, when we won it in Istanbul that year. When they came, I thought, this is going to be tough. But they were rocked.
They were a great team, weren't they?
And I'm going, the first 20, they were kicking it out of play, they were miss-kicking it, they were giving the ball away. Yeah. And that's when you know the crowd's done the job. You know, and it's up to the players to do the rest, which they did on that night and over the two legs.
Let's bring Cam back in. I think we've got a better line. Are you there, Cam?
I am, guys. Sorry, brilliant.
Top man, make your points then.
Big game tomorrow night. We've got a few injury concerns. We've got suspensions and... The worry is, you know, we don't know if Trent is available as well to play right back. Looks like Fabinho or possibly Henderson is going to drop back into centre back position.
Is that new news, Cam? I haven't heard that. Is a question mark against him?
A question mark of
Trent Alexander.
Well, we don't know how good his fitness is. Obviously, he's only played a few minutes in the last Bournemouth game. Mm. He's not going to be fully match fit. I should have said sorry.
He will play, mate. Yeah, he will play.
That's brilliant news if he's going to play because we need as much strength as we can have because obviously we do have a few injuries. I was wondering what do you guys think the lineup will be for tomorrow?
When you were off, Cam, we just went through it, predicting what you were saying. So we just gave that out.
I think you balance it out with the three most experienced players in midfield. With Fabinho dropping in there, I think you'll go solid with Milner, Henderson and Wijnaldum and give them defensive responsibilities to try and get through, win the game and try and get a clean sheet, you know, and protect Firmino along Matip. I think you might go that way rather than go a bit more attacking and put Keita in there. So we'll have to just wait and see. Obviously, Firmino got a virus. You know, if he doesn't play, then he's got a few options. Personally, I'd go with Shaqiri, on one wing, Manny on the other, and play Salah on the middle. But see what Jurgen does. What would you do yourself?
Yeah, I would have done exactly the same with the front three. Personally, I'd probably like to see Naby Keita in there rather than no disrespect to James Milner, but I think he brings a bit more going forward.
He does, but that's what I was saying at the end of the day. Sometimes, tomorrow for me, we've got to win this 2-0, but it's 1-0 or 2-0. You know, and I think you probably have more chance of doing that with Firmino on the back, along with Matic, which is not ideal, with the three lads in front of them who've got more defensive qualities than Naby has. That's the reason why I think he might go that way. Hey, Keita's, you know, starting to feel his feet, and he's got, looks like he can be a fantastic player, but we've got to see more from him as well.
Yeah, hopefully. He did look the real deal against Bournemouth, but obviously can't get too excited by just one game.
No.
Also, if you don't mind, we've got Man United coming up at the weekend, and that's going to be another huge game. And are these two games really going to test our squad depth? Obviously, lots of people are saying we don't have the squad to match or the squad depth to match Manchester City. For me, it's not so much about the depth, the numbers. It's about the actual quality of those players coming in when we have these injuries and suspensions. Man City, you know, they can afford any player in the world with the riches they have. And but how do you know, when we're Liverpool, we should be looking at getting as many quality players into our club as well. But how does Jurgen then keep those players happy?
You've got to do that. You've got to do that anyway as a manager. You know, that's what Guardiola's doing really well. You've got to keep a happy camp. But at the same time, you've got to have a squad like Manchester City, and that's what Liverpool are trying to, you know, do at this present moment. But you talk about Bayern Munich, and then you could take every game as it comes, because you got them, you got United. Obviously, they would love to knock us off the top of the table if we're there. You know, Watford, Roma the following midweek, then the derby, Everton. You know, which is massive for Everton, for their Everton fans. Everton had a lot to cheer about all season. So they're really looking forward again to knock us down. That's the way it is. We've got to take every game as it comes.
Does this start to intensify in terms of what Liverpool are capable of doing in either one or the other competition, Premier League or Champions League?
If you play a team against Bayern Munich and they do well and win, they look forward to Man United away with a lot of confidence they have. And then if they roll over that one, and then the confidence builds. And I totally agree with them in terms of squad depth and everything else. Man City's is better, but sometimes with a small squad of players that are used to each other week in, week out, you grow a better team spirit,
Leicester.
You know, camaraderie. Yeah, exactly. Leicester, prime example. So the games are coming thick and fast, and obviously, you know, injuries and that play a big part of it. But I still think that Liverpool players are looking forward to Bayern Munich. And once that goes, you know, and if they get a result against Bayern Munich, they'll go into the Man United game full of confidence. So it just builds, you know, so it's important. Immaterial about injuries and everything else. You just got to concentrate and Bayern Munich first. Get it over and done with, and then concentrate.
And don't forget the Man United game. Then obviously, Van Dijk's had a really well earned rest as well, and he comes back into the fold. He's massive, you know, so big for us at the back, you know, to solidify things. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully, Chamberlain, he's been out a long time, but hopefully he starts to maybe get on the bench and, you know, have a couple of games for the under 23s or whatever, back behind closed door. He might get into the squad, you know, sort of March time. Gomez might get, and all of a sudden, if you can keep the others fit, you can go from strength to strength type of thing, where hopefully Manchester City, do all the games they're going to accumulate, hopefully get to all the finals and get beaten them all. Anyway, you know, and have loads of games and find the pressure building up with injuries and suspensions and such. From a league point of view, that wouldn't be a bad thing for Liverpool.
Well, Cam, thank you very much indeed for being our first caller. 0151 472 0967. Do you remember 1981? The Howie Gale game? Liverpool against Bayern Munich, of course. Because there's not that much sort of history or recent history, is there, between the two sides? But that's obviously a game. Oh, John's. Sneeze. That was a weird sounding sneeze from John.
I remember the game. How we came on.
He came on, that's right.
Tried a bit too hard.
Scored.
They got subbed, didn't he?
And then he got subbed. He's only on 10 minutes. But he thought he was going to get sent off because he was, you know, he was running all over the shop. Yeah, that was a massive night,
under Bob. Liverpool progressed on away goals, 1-1 on aggregate. Went on to beat Real Madrid in the final. Right, 10-7. Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graeme Sharp.
Good evening. It's your Monday evening football, Phil, with Sharpie and Aldo. 4720967. Game tonight in the FA Cup. 7:30 it kicks off. You don't hear many 7:30 kickoffs, but it's Chelsea against Manchester United in a cup competition that appears to be wide open.
And it's a game that you don't... Who do you want to win? No one. What's it?
Lingard, Martial are injured, aren't they? So I've just said, yeah. John, before, I think you'll play a... Oh, say a weekend side, that's the wrong word. You'll play a side which will be missing his major players. OK, Lingard, Martial are injured. I think Lukaku's going to play. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays Sanchez tonight as
well. Yeah, kind of thing.
So
game,
I think he'll mix it up tonight. Mm. But I just think, again, we look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and people saying calling for the job now. I think Paul Scholes has come out and said give him the job. I think Ryan Giggs has said give him the job. I still think that he's done really well, but he's done really well at the time when the fixtures were going to be kind for him.
Yeah,
he's had his first test in the Champions League. You know, they failed miserably. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think he needs a victory tonight. Because I still think there's some doubters about whether he should get the job or not.
If he wins the FA Cup, should he get the job?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily for
it's
me.
It's amazing, isn't it, you say that?
So the fans might have a big say, but don't know. He's done well, but they looked at it. They had a much better squad. They were so poor under Mourinho, and they went trying. The dressing room was wrong. It wasn't rocket science.
Yeah, they're good players, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a good squad. Absolutely, yeah. So
you were just asking me the odds on the FA Cup, John. Yeah, so Man City the favourites, virtually evens. Chelsea 11-2. Wolves 7-1. United 8-1. Mm. Palace 9-1. Then you've got Watford, Brighton, Millwall, and Swansea.
Wolves for me
to win the competition.
I'd like to see Wolves win it. Yeah, you would. Yeah, it's a big ask, but I'd like to see them do well.
That'd be great.
Beat Man City in the final, yeah, that'd be nice.
And you want to win tonight, who? Chelsea or Man United? Go on, pin your colours to the mast.
No, I can't, mate. No, I can't.
No? No, winner?
Maybe Chelsea.
Null and void.
Maybe Chelsea.
Yeah. Didn't take a lot
I actually think Man United will win tonight.
Do you?
Yeah, I think Man United will do them tonight.
I think they need a performance, Chelsea. He's under a bit of pressure.
Yeah,
isn't massive
he?
Pressure, isn't he?
Yeah.
Zola was out talking about him yesterday, saying, you know, that you've got to experience these things. But actually, I think he's gone past that point, hasn't he, sorry?
But I read somewhere today, I don't know how true was it, Zidane's been linked up, but only on the promise that he keeps Hazard.
Can he do it? Right, let's get to another caller. Radio City Legends, 01514720967. We're talking Everton now, and the manager, predictably. Let's start with Mike. Evening, Mike.
Evening, lads, you okay?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, okay. I just want to bring up, obviously, as you said, Marco Silva. My opinion, and I'm involved in a recently formed podcast, and our first podcast, a lot of it was devoted to the manager, Marco Silva, and obviously the current thoughts of the Everton fans around him. Now, my thought about him is that he needs to be given time, and we need some patience. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times he wanted to press this reset button, but it just doesn't work. You know, the manager came in the summer with Marcel Brands. The opinion of 95% of Evertonians was give him 3 to 4 transfer windows. He needs that time. There's been mistakes made in the past. So why aren't we allowing him now after, a really poor run? I think we lost 10 of the last 16 games, admittedly. Mm. But why aren't we saying to ourselves, he needed time. He inherited a distinctly average squad with some really poor players in. Let him do his job. You know, let him try and put his stamp on the squad. Let him get his own players in and do what we said and give him that time.
Mm. Mike, spot on. Everything you said there, I agree with you 100%. You know, obviously, listen, you get judged by results, and as you said yourself there, results haven't been good enough over the last 16 games or whatever it might be. But I just think to go down the road of sacking another manager for all the reasons you said there would be madness, you know, and there's no guarantee that the next one you bring in is going to be much better. But what the next one will have to do, will have to rip up the squad again and bring his players in, and it's a never-ending circle. It just keeps going round and round and round and round. So I think you're spot on. You know, listen, it hasn't been good enough. I think everybody knows that. I think the manager knows that. He needs to get an improvement. We talked before about having the 17 days off before the next game. That next game against Cardiff is massive. He has to have an improvement from the team and the squad of players that he's got. He's got to have worked them hard to try and, you know, get out of this rut that they're in at this moment in time. But I'm the same as you. I just think at the moment the top six are the top six, and I think it's going to take a while for us to get into that and trying to break into that. It won't happen overnight, as you said, but with the money invested, that's what they'll be looking to do. So hopefully in the future that will happen, but it will take time. And I've said time and time again about the squad and the players that we've got, the players that are coming back from loan. You know, Morales, Besic, Vlasic, Ramirez, people like that, they're not easy to get rid of because they're all on big contracts, you know, and big wages. And he's got a really difficult job. And that's why I think, as you quite rightly said, it won't happen in one transfer window. It'll take a few. You know, whether Marco Silva's there in 3 or 4 years' time, we'll wait and see. Hopefully he is. And if that's the case, he's got us closer to top six football. But as you quite rightly said, it's not an easy job.
I think it's difficult at the moment as well, because if you look at the side that are playing, we've got a 20-year-old captain in Tom Davis. Mm-hmm. You know, and as much as I'm an advocate for giving obviously younger players responsibility, that senior presence in the start 11 and you know the squad on a match day just isn't particularly there.
No.
You've got obviously Sigurdsson as a senior player, Michael Keane, but he's still fairly young. Mm-hmm. You know, your Jagielka's aren't in the squad. Leighton Baines has been obviously injured. Seamus Coleman obviously has been playing but not particularly well. Mm-hmm. So we are struggling with the leader on the pitch. And I think we have since, going back to Phil Neville, to be perfectly honest, I think since Phil Neville left, as limited as he might have been as a footballer, mm-hmm. as a captain, he was very, very good. Mm-hmm. And he was a leader mm-hmm. and he could lead the side on the pitch. Mm-hmm. But all those things obviously come together again. Because we started so well, and you know, we always go back to that Derby game in December, and I thought we'd be the better side on the day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree with that. Yeah. We played some lovely football. Yeah. I thought Gomez dictated the play, and then that one split second mistake. And since that moment, it seems, I mean, it shouldn't do, but we're 16 games down the line, and that confidence has been totally shot. Mm. But it's for the manager and for the senior players and for the players to step up. Try and get us out of that particular rut, but it shouldn't always be on the manager. To be honest, the players need to take some kind of responsibility for it.
Spot on, Mike. I've said that myself. You're talking about captains, and I watched something today, and it was an interview with Kurt Zouma, and the way he came across, and I'm thinking, I don't think he'd be a bad shout for a captain. Okay, mm-hmm. he's only on loan at this moment in time, but he's a big imposing centre back. Probably speaks more than what Tom does. And listen, Tom's been getting the armband, and you know, fair play to him. But you're quite right. You know, we've been crying out for leaders, and we think the game may have changed in terms of not as many leaders in your team now. But certainly for us, we need somebody to take them by the scruff of the neck and pull them through games. That's something we haven't seen for a while. And you know, Tom's in possession at this moment in time, but I think you know Zouma might be a good choice. But as I said, he's only on loan. There's talk about him going back to Chelsea at the end of the season. Would it be the right choice? I don't know, but certainly, Mike, a very good call. I agree with everything you said. And listen, but the most important thing is he knows himself. He needs to improve results.
Sharpie, just while you're trying to settle the ship in this couple of weeks, it wasn't really helpful for Idrissa Gueye to come out with this interview with L'Equipe, was it? So obviously his move didn't happen.
Yeah.
And on Friday he gave an interview to L'Equipe where he said, "It's a dream that sadly did not come true. Every player works to join the best teams. I was honoured that PSG were interested in me. Now I know that I'm of interest to these types of clubs. So I'm ready to go to the final level. I'm going to work even more so they come back to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not finished with PSG." Is that the sort of interview that should be given in these couple of weeks?
How many times have we heard players going abroad or whatever, speaking to the other press, and nonsense comes back out? What I take out of that is he's going to continue to perform to the best of his ability, which is good news for Everton. You know, if PSG come back in the summer, we'll have to cross that bridge again. But they've been told in no uncertain terms, he's signed a contract. They know what the fee is going to be if they do come back. They're not going to get for nothing.
I just don't think you do a public interview, do you? Tell your advisor to tell the football club.
Right, because you can get caught, you know. Yeah. You know, it's like getting stabbed in the back type of thing, because you let your guard down, you know, to some pressman and all that, and just say, yeah, of course. And next minute, it expands. Mm. It happened to me. I said one little word, but as a real social dad, and something years ago. Next minute, someone got hold of it and blew it out of all proportion. Yeah. Yeah. And we've seen that happen. So, he's not been canny enough. He's been open and honest. But Sharpie's right. You know, if he wants to go from Everton, at the end of the day, we've had it with our players.
Well, it's a bit Coutinho-esque, this, isn't it? And Coutinho raised his game, actually, when it didn't come off for him.
But use him. Yeah. Use him and use him to get the best amount of money that you can for them, and then you reinvest it in players you want to play for your badge and your team, and that's what it's all about, unfortunately.
Mike, you made some great points. What's your podcast? Give it a shout.
It's the Unholy Trinity podcast.
The Unholy Trinity.
Sharpie's
down. We won't go any further.
Who is the Unholy?
No, we won't. We're trying not to be too controversial, should we say, but we're just trying to be level-headed in a time when I think the club probably need it, and a bit of a sound voice.
Good show, mate.
Yeah, good luck to it, mate.
Yeah, fab stuff. What a great name, the Unholy Trinity.
Well, good.
Let's get another caller on before the break. Let's go Liverpool-wise and talk with Nick about the Bayern game. Evening, Nick.
Hi, you okay?
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd say, you know, I'm a big Liverpool fan, but tomorrow I'm sort of a bit of a dilemma, really, because, you know, this is one of the best opportunities we've had in my lifetime to win the Prem. And, you know, I never want to see Liverpool lose, but I can't see it being the end of the world if we did.
No, of course it's not. You've just got to keep on building and building. And, you know, the structure what Jürgen's done and put in place over the last couple of years or so, it's been very, very good, to say the least. And he's going to continue doing so, you know, reinvest in the future of the club. We've shown now, you know, we can go out and get the best players, and we'll spend and get the best players, within reason, obviously. So when good players, you know, come on the market, we're right up there, and people want to play for Klopp and Liverpool now in the market, and through what they've been doing in Europe and such, you know, they're in a really good position. So Jürgen's done a tremendous job, you know. So, well, it's not this year. We'll see what happens. But then we've got to try and go next year. And said we'll do it this year and continue trying to do it. It's never easy, you know, what City have done, you know, and what they've generated, you know, over the last, I don't know, since the Middle Eastern people took it over, you know, it's they've put it on a mantle, you know, with buying all the best players and, you know, like Monopoly money, isn't it? You know, so a little bit what Chelsea did in the Northeast. But you've got to just try and hopefully this the fair play will come into place and make it portable for teams, you know, to do it in the right way and vie against City and you know, in years to come, hopefully it will come into context where we're all on the same level playing field. Hopefully, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Any other thoughts, Nick? No.
Well, it's just more, you know, like for me, I'm desperate to win the Prem, and I think it'll be the same for most Liverpool fans. And you know, we had the Champions League run last year. I can't realistically see us getting to the final because I think the other teams in Europe have, you know, the squad depth that we just don't really have. Mm-hmm. So I think. You know, I think we're better than Bayern as a person. I think we would go through, but I just sort of think, you know, if we didn't, and then we could just focus on the Prem and sort of have the last final push, it would be a better situation than, you know, get through to the next round and then potentially be up against another bigger team, PSG, maybe even City, and then sort of ruin the chances of the Prem by being in both competitions.
No, you've got to go for it, mate. But I have to say, you're looking at the teams in the Champions League. It's a strange one this year. You know, Barcelona at the best.
Real Madrid
is certainly not as good as they were last year.
Did I see last week, watched Ajax? I said that.
You thought they were unlucky, didn't you?
Yeah, Ajax lost, I don't know. They absolutely battered Madrid.
And Madrid lost at the weekend as well in the league, didn't they?
Madrid aren't great.
So it's open there. City will be looking at that thinking, you know, chance. We'll have this year. You know, they want, as much as they want the league, take it from me, Guardiola and Dubai want the Holy Grail. Yeah. They want that Champions League big time. And I think if they've ever had, they'll never have a better chance than this year, the way all the other teams are. But hey, we're in with the shout. You know, next if we do get past Bayern Munich, then, you know, get drawn against anyone, see what happens.
Nice one, Nick. Good call.
Yep.
I'd be gutted. I love the Champions League.
Yeah, so am I, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, a bit different to Nick there. Obviously, you'd want them to win the Premier League. I just think there's something a little bit glitzy and special about the Champions League.
It's mega, isn't it?
So
it's
I don't want to see them go out at this stage.
No, I don't want to see us go out at any stage.
No.
Just keep on playing and playing. You know, we keep on turning Sharpie in particular. The game has come thick and fast. You'd enjoy the ride and, you know, you can't wait for the next game when you're doing well.
You look at it, and John's quite right, we said, this is probably City and PSG's best chance to win the Champions League for the two of them. You know, and I don't think, I said when they played Liverpool last year, I didn't think PSG were great. Played Man United, I didn't think they were great. They've got the front three, yeah, but apart from that, I didn't think they were special when I saw them. So, listen, you never know. You know, Liverpool beat Bayern when they get a decent draw the next round. You just never know. But I disagree with the caller because I think you can't afford to do that.
No way.
Because if you do that and say, OK, we get beat the champ, then you lose the Premier League. What have you got?
That's it.
What was it worth?
One game at a time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, we're going to have a short break. While John's been away on the Everton training camp, Dominic Massio's been doing a brilliant job on the quiz, Pens. So he set a certain level, John. He's got you. He's 18-16 up, isn't he?
Hold on, let me tell you now. He actually answered a question before the question was asked. How can you do that?
What's that?
True. He answered a question.
Are you going to divulge why?
No, he answered a question before the question was asked. And he was right.
The reason being, our producer Christian always puts a birthday in the questions, doesn't he? So Dom actually found out. He just went, right, well, it's obviously this man's birthday.
Kevin Keane.
Right. Okay, we'll have a short break. We'll come back to Pens in a moment. Days.
No.
7:15. I'm Steve Hothersall, John Aldridge, Graham Sharp, and it's time for a game of Pens. And it's Graham Sharp 16, Aldo 19.
But they should take away Dominic Matthews. That's not right. It should be 17-16.
Oh, yeah. You weren't saying that when you were beating them every week.
You weren't saying that when they were losing, were you? Okay, six tough questions. And remember, does our producer Christian always throw in a curveball?
Yeah.
Let's go. John, you're back from holiday. Choose first.
Yeah, three.
Number three. What national side did the Bayern Munich manager, Niko Kovac, manage? So what national side did the Bayern Munich manager, Niko Kovac, manage?
I don't know. I'm going to have a little stab in the dark there and just say, yeah. Go away, Sharpie, will you? I will go Serbia.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy
Croatia. It was Croatia.
It was nearly one of them.
Mm. That was the answer. Sharpie.
Five.
Number five. Name this mystery voice. All right. Are you ready?
Go on.
There we go.
These are the points that will get you up the table.
Yeah, we'll play it again.
Solskjaer.
It was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
That's an easy one.
Very easy. John.
I'll have to go for number four then.
Four. True or false?
Oh, there was a shocker in this one.
True or false? The Lascar parrot of Borneo.
Say that again.
The Lascar parrot of Borneo.
Yeah.
Has a venomous spit that can paralyse small rodents and humans within seconds and also blind them. True or false,
John? Oh, no, it's
John?
True, that. Yeah.
You think that's true?
No, it is true. I know it, yeah.
Are you sure?
It,
yeah. No, how do you know this?
I know something.
Absolutely no idea.
It's definitely not true, John.
What question's that?
General knowledge, Sharpie. Oh,
six.
Come on.
For me.
Number six. Okay. What have we got? Right, name this song and the artist. Number six. Let me just move this on my machine. Song and artist.
This is to win.
No. You ready?
It
well, it would be. Okay.
Oh, no!
Do you want to hear it again?
It's Enola Gay.
Here we go.
Enola Gay. Oh, no!
Okay, there you go. And the timer is on.
Oh, no.
Sharpie sat there with his eyes shut at the moment.
Oh my God.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
That would have been the win. Would have been. John.
Oh dear me. I wish I'd got that question. Can I have that one again? Number one.
You need this.
Number one. All right. What score did Liverpool beat Bayern when they played in the Audi Cup in 2017?
I know that.
3-0, I think.
First one right for John. Means it all comes down to this last question for Sharpie.
No, we'll get this.
This is for the win. What club did Everton...
I knew this, we're going to cut Zuma.
...sign... Is his birthday today?
I don't know. Go on.
All right. What club did Everton sign Martin Stecklenburg from?
Even I know that.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Stecklenburg.
Was he a good player, him, Sharpie? Was he all
right? Ajax. But it wasn't.
Oh, dear me.
Was it Fulham?
It was Fulham.
Oh, you Debbie. Debbie.
All goes to a tie break. You should have had that.
Where's Ajax from?
Here's the tie break.
Okay, well, so are we doing this now? It's the nearest one to it, isn't it? Instead of going like higher or lower.
No, you just give me a figure. Sharpie can say higher or lower.
Oh, we said we're not doing that no more. Yeah,
it makes no difference. I don't know where you've come up with this from. Manchester United hold the record for the most Premier League goals since the Premier League started.
Oh, my God.
So they've scored the most since the Premier League started.
Oh, in all?
Yeah, collectively. Yeah? That would make sense with all the Fergie teams and what have you. But how many goals have Manchester United scored in the Premier League?
Well, give me some time here. So it started in... What year is this?
No, Sharpie tried to do this the other day.
94.
No, it was 93. It was.
No, yeah, 93, yeah.
do you want a calculator?
92. So 92.
Was it 92, was it? So that's...
26 years ago.
26.
So you're basing this on... 26, what, 27 years. Goals per season times the number of seasons, are you? Do you want me to do the maths on my calculator?
No, hold on a minute.
Are you sure? He's doing multiplication now on his sheet in front of him.
So we did see 26.
If you want to jump in, you can give a number first, Sharpie. I don't mind. Go on, just have a go.
I'll go 1,400.
Right, Sharpie's gone 1,400. John, are you going higher or lower?
He's
1,400.
Are you going higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
What was the score?
I lost that four.
Hello. How many was it?
It's a lot more than that, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot more. You see, if you've done some maths like John on your sheet,
what did you think it was?
I was going to. I was going to guess. I'll tell you what I was going to guess. 260. That's times two. That's plus 130. 260.
How long have we got?
60.
John.
12, 15. I'll go.
What, 1,100?
Loads.
Loads. It was
1,976
was the answer. Oh, grim.
Rubbish.
20. The big 20's up for Aldo now. Would you believe it?
You visit.
Fulham would have nailed that. Sharpie, don't worry, we've got an Everton caller for you just to cheer you up. 4720967, Radio City Legends. And got Keith on. Sorry to keep you, Keith.
Hello there, you all right?
Hello, you through to the boys.
All right, boys. Yeah.
Hello, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I can't believe we go so long at Everton without having a proper leader on the field. And I think that's where the confidence is lacking. And
Keith, who would you say was the last one?
Well, Phil Neville, probably.
Maybe. He was a captain.
To a point, but I mean, I love him as a player, you know, but I don't sometimes think he's the best of captains.
Yeah.
When there's like, you know, you see other clubs surrounding referees and stuff, and I don't like that, but everyone seems to have a go at it. Whereas, if you watch that Wolves game, the first game of the season, whereas Everton played very well in that game, and they were pressing high, and I know Jags get sent off, but if you remember, the free kick, what other club would allow them to move the ball the way they did so Neves could put it in the net?
Yeah.
He must have moved the ball 5 yards, Sharpie. Mm. And no Everton player complained about it.
Mm. Keith, I think you're right. Mm. I think we've been crying out for it. You know, I go back to with Cahill on the side as well, somebody who could take the game, but scruff the neck. We go toe to toe with somebody and have a fight, and you know that would spread through the team. And and under Moyes, we had that kind of fighting spirit and you know desire and passion. I think we lost it a little bit when we got Martinez who tried to change the way we wanted to play, out from the back. So I think we started losing it then. But I agree with you. I think we're lacking leaders. I think we're lacking. I think it may be.
It's terrible for a professional. You know, a team like Everton to not have leaders. They lack in confidence. You know, a bit of a left field one, Sharpie. What about he's out of contract there. And you know, I've never been his biggest fan, but you know, he's a big Gary Cahill.
Yeah, people have mentioned that as well. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the summer with Zuma if he goes back to Chelsea. Zuma, there's an opportunity.
He'll come to Everton though.
Well, listen, he'll come to somewhere where he's going to play regular football. I think that's what he wants. But I just look at it now and think, you know, I don't think there's as many leaders in football in general. I think it's all changed now, you know, that players react differently. I think, you know, some of the foreign players at the end of a volley from Tim Cahill would be looking as if to say, you can't do that to me now. So it's changed a little bit and it's becoming harder. But I agree with you, Keith. I think that we need to find them quick. People need to stand up now and be counted. They're in a situation, you know, where they're not. It's not good enough in terms of results, so they need to all get together and say. And I look at Wolves. You mentioned Wolves. Wolves came to Goodison the other day, and I know you can look into things too much, but they go into this huddle before the game, and you can see everybody's up for it right from the very start. They're going
to
run through brick walls.
Yeah, I thought Everton would be at that level, sort of thing.
Yeah,
I mean they're not a bad side. They've not paid like a fortune for any player, and I think the amounts go up when Everton or Liverpool go in for you, but and then you know bigger clubs, well bigger potentially.
Listen, Keith, you just want players to show passion and desire for you. I think if they do that, and you know, I think you're halfway there. Yeah, you're halfway there. So I think we need to show a lot more of that. You know, I think throughout the team. Players have to stand up and be counted. It's as simple as that. And hopefully, if they can do, results will change.
And if it doesn't,
Arteta
and Cahill.
Well, both of them were at the Man City game, put it that way. So I spoke to them after the game. But they were different class for the football club. Listen, as one of the callers called earlier on just said, listen, it's only early days yet. There's a long way to go, but results have to change.
Top stuff, Keith. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Keith.
So the biggie tomorrow, are you confident, John?
I like Sharpie. I think there'll be goals. I think it'll be a smashing game. Great atmosphere. Really looking forward to the game, you have to say. Going in there. Hopefully we can win 2-0. I'll just be happy. If we can get a clean sheet and win the game, I'll be happy.
Right, okay. Sharpie, you think Liverpool will do it?
Yeah, over the two legs, yeah.
Over two, but tense. Close, maybe. Boys, thank you very much indeed. One of my guests on the kickoff tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock will be Jamie Webster, who's a top, top musician and, of course, recently did a bit of a track with Alisson, the Liverpool goalkeeper. So Jamie's going to join me in the studio and hopefully we'll play a bit of that and much, much more as we build up to the game. See you then.